Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Looks like summer in the city is going to start as a scorcher. Governor Hochul has directed state agencies to prepare for extended extreme heat that could bring temperatures up around 100 next week. Well, let's find out what we're looking at today from AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg.
So far in 2025, we've had to deal with very little heat. That's about to change. Temperatures today will get up to 89 in Midtown. That's the warmest reading we've seen so far in 2025. And wait, it's going to get even hotter than that. We could be in the upper 80s again on Saturday. And then the heat wave really starts to escalate as we go into Sunday in the first part of next week. Temperatures should be routinely at or above 90 in Midtown, with AccuWeather real fuel temperatures easily in mid to even upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg at New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Plenty of Juneteenth events taking place around town today, including Broadway Celebrities Juneteenth at 11 a.m. in Times Square, performances from the casts of Hell's Kitchen, Boop the Musical, Gypsy, and Buena Vista Social Club. Black Theater United to host performances tonight from 7:30 to 9. That's at the park over near Lincoln Center, Amsterdam Avenue and West 62nd. In Brooklyn, you've got a food festival from 11 to 8 at the Weeksville Heritage Center in Crown Heights. There's an evening of poetry at the Guggenheim, and a special lineup at Manhattan's only Black-owned comedy club, Comedy in Harlem. That starts at 6 tonight. Yesterday at Gracie Mansion.
Juneteenth. We know it comes and goes every year, but what does it really mean?
Juneteenth is about reflecting on the rich history.
The holiday honors the ending of slavery in the U.S., and at Gracie Mansion, Mayor Adams is putting a modern spin on the day.
David Dinkins ran his mile, and 30 years later, I'm holding the baton to be the second African-American mayor in the city of New York. It's about running our mile.
And this event celebrated folks who did their due diligence and indeed ran their mile in the community, including his honor.
It was my honor to name Juneteenth as a city holiday in this city. Was my honor.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Gracie Mansion.
Folks are expected to line the streets of Tenafly today, and this is going to be a celebration to welcome home Edan Alexander. He is the 21-year-old American-Israeli who was freed after being held hostage by Hamas for nearly 600 days. His rabbi, Yitzhak Gershovitz, spoke to CBS2.
Our hearts were full of joy and happiness. There's only one word. It's a miracle of God.
Alexander was released May 12th and was believed to have been the last living American citizen held by Hamas. Yesterday in Times Square, hundreds gathered as part of a national day of protesting, denouncing the Israeli military campaign and potential U.S. involvement.
They are sitting and deciding whether or not to launch a war that could drag not just the 90 million people of Iran, but the entire region and maybe the entire world.
There was also a protest in Bryant Park. The New York Court of Appeals delivering a win to those who say ultra-Orthodox yeshivas in the state are failing to provide an adequate education in the basics, including reading and math. State standards require that private schools, including religious ones, match the education offered in the public school system. Well, last month, state lawmakers agreed to weaken the standards for yeshivas and delay a mandated timeline for them to get up to speed. In a statement, a spokesperson for the state education department said the ruling reinforces their ongoing commitment to ensuring that all students in New York receive a sound, quality education. Not sure we're ready for this, but driverless cabs may be coming to New York City. In fact, the company Waymo is going to be testing theirs.
What we're hearing is starting next year, you might start seeing these vehicles on the streets. They're equipped with a remote sensor system called LIDAR. Better be decided, the New York Taxi Workers Alliance insisting that New Yorkers don't want this.
People in New York use taxi and for hire vehicle service not as some novelty. A lot of people use it as more of a necessity. And so part of that is you have a human being that makes you feel safer, that helps you load luggage.
Now, to be clear, Waymo says these cars don't actually drive themselves. There's a human pilot that's operating the vehicle remotely. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
Another win for the MTA as a state lawsuit by the town of Hempstead challenging congestion pricing has been dismissed. And while the town's lawyers reportedly didn't put up much of a fight at the two-hour hearing, a spokesman issued a statement saying they disagree with Judge Arthur Engoron's decision and will file an appeal. A separate lawsuit by the town in federal court, however, is still pending. Things stayed calm, but still a couple of local Congress members were denied entry when they tried to visit the ICE holding area in Lower Manhattan.
Neither Congressman Dan Goldman nor Jerry Nadler got arrested at 26 Federal Plaza. They were met with ICE Deputy Field Office Director Bill Joyce, who denied them entry and did not call it a detention facility.
And if you were detaining them,
a holding and processing facility. It is not a detention facility.
Congressman Goldman.
We are very concerned about what conditions these immigrants are being held in.
Congressman Jerry Nadler says it is the congressman's right to inspect the facility.
Because they don't choose to define it as a detention center. Well, this is ridiculous. If people are detained there, it's a detention center.
Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Foley Square.
Cops have now identified a suspect in that incident we told you about last week where 11 NYPD department vehicles were set on fire in a parking lot near the 83rd Precinct in Bushwick. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says they're looking for Jackie Lodgson McCray.
As a result of these fires, these vehicles sustained over $500,000 in damage and had to be condemned. And it's going to cost the city over $800,000 to replace these vehicles.
No one was hurt. You can see photos of McCray at 1010winds.com. Hamilton now seeing a Tony Awards bump on the Billboard charts. Yeah, after the original cast reunited for that amazing 10th anniversary performance at the Tonys, sales of the original Broadway cast recording of the show have skyrocketed. In fact, the album went from number 31 on the Billboard 200 album chart to number 15. Hamilton is the only cast recording in history to spend at least 500 weeks on that list.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.